Proclamation number 5108 of 20th of April, 1951. Proof of God's Word, Love, Wisdom, Omnipotence. Only that is to be accepted as my word which testifies to my love, my wisdom and my omnipotence. For many things will be presented as my word in the last days which, however, you should not accept without examination, since my adversary is also constantly active in order to cause confusion amongst people whom he can best reach by misinterpreting my word, for this prevents people from recognizing me myself and therefore also from approaching me with love and seeking unity with me. A being whose love, wisdom and omnipotence is doubted will never be aspired to. But since I want you to desire me, I myself must reveal myself to you humans, I must make myself known to you as your exceedingly loving, most wise and omnipotent Father and Creator in order to also win your love, which unites us forever. Everything that proves my nature to you, all thought material which contains my love, wisdom and omnipotence, can also be regarded by you as originating from me. You can believe that there are revelations on my part which I send to people in order to win them over for me forever. However, teachings of faith which only cast the slightest doubt on my love, wisdom or omnipotence have never ever come forth from me in my will to proclaim to people is nevertheless expressed by my adversary through such teachings in order to suppress the truth and to lead people into erroneous thinking. I am a God of love and could never ever give people laws out of my love under the threat of eternal punishment. I could never ever drive them into fear, because a loving father wants to win the children's love but not submissiveness on the basis of fear. Every teaching which also lacks divine wisdom is equally erroneous and does not contribute towards kindling love in people, for only something supremely perfect can be recognized as a divine being. Only something supremely perfect can be the aim of spiritual striving, a being which knows no beginning and no end and therefore also moves people's thoughts beyond death. And if you humans therefore test spiritual knowledge for its truth, seriously ask yourselves whether you are able to recognize God's love, wisdom and omnipotence in it, and unhesitatingly accept what proves this to you, for I want you to recognize me and will always present myself to you in such a way that you will be able to love me but need not fear me. But if I am portrayed as an angry and punishing judge, then they are not revelations on my part, then the one who is an enemy of truth creeps in, but who fights with cunning and violence, who does not fight with an open visor but with a mask, so that you will not recognize him and should believe his words. Only one being, whom you can love from the bottom of your heart, is your God and Father from eternity. Strive for this and you will always recognize his revelations which will always increase your love for him, because the Father himself draws you to himself. Amen.